for a ghost story.
Yep, 7 days till Halloween. And our daily countdown includes a new ghost story every single day. Listener Monica shared that just like me, she did not believe in ghosts. But then her family moved into an old house in Midtown.
My mother used to stay with us. And she kept mentioning that she would see this little boy dressed in a sailor suit. You know those old school when the little kids used to wear sailor suits?
Yeah, yeah.
She said he was maybe about 6. And I didn't believe her. I didn't. Then the kids started saying, "Did you see the little boy?" I was like, "No." And one day I was in bed and the door was open to the hallway. And I see this black mass go from right to left. And I said, "Oh my gosh, that was not a cat. That was a height of about a 6-year-old.
You didn't think it was just some shadow or something?
No, and my kids were sleeping. It was around 11 o'clock, and it just spooked me completely.
Mm-hmm. But that's not the only strange experience Monica's had in that house. In November of 2012, her husband, George, died rather suddenly.
And in February 22nd, which is my birthday, it was 6 in the morning. I was hanging out, drinking my coffee, waiting, you know, for when the kids were going to get up. And on my left ear, I heard clear as day someone say, "Happy birthday, Mommy." And it was him. His voice. It just came out of nowhere. It was so weird.
You weren't in bed asleep. You were awake, sitting up.
Yep.
And how long after he passed did this happen?
3 months.
Three months
later.
Wow.
And I never saw him. I turned. I even turned because I was like so shocked to hear it clear as day. And that one spooked me a lot too. It was weird. So yeah, I do believe, Greg. Sorry.
Monica believes.
That is so creepy. I have the chills.